Welcome to another episode of The Life We Create. I am Cobain Rivers.
Jim Appel, Taylor Joy Stevens.
Jim Appel? Oh, we just went French on him. Ooh, oui, oui. International. It's episode 7. You're here with us on another glorious Friday, and we're happy to have you. We're happy to be here in this space with you.
The happiest day of the week.
We'd like you to do some things for us, though.
Subscribe, follow, share, review.
Do them things.
Please.
Do them things.
Please, your support means the world. Shout out Dina for a beautiful review
on our podcast.
We love you.
Thank you. This week, on this episode, we're talking to you about creativity and mental health.
Yes. And using creativity as a mental health tool, specifically, because it has the power to do that.
It does. What I think about creativity as a mental health tool, one of the things I think about is how I got into creativity. And that was really coming from a place of being an only child. And so I kind of had to create excitement for myself at times when I would get bored. My mom, greatest mom in the world. At least I think so. I may be biased. But she wasn't always around. My mom had to go to work. So as an only child, sometimes you got to figure out, you know, how to entertain yourself. So even if I'm like at my grandma's house and I'm just in my crib chilling, like, I had to figure out what I'm going to do. And so creativity was my first sort of intro into moving through boredom, which made me feel better. Which at the time I didn't know what that was, but looking back now, I'm like, man, that was me using a creative tool to help my mental health.
Yeah, your boredom was seeking imagination. Mm-hmm. Creativity is within that. I don't know if I can pinpoint creativity like that. Like, maybe it was because I was an only child for the first 7 years. And I entertained myself and played with my dolls and all that.
I feel like that's for most people, right?
Created storylines. No, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean, what's for most people?
I mean, I feel like most of us that had to be like a solo child in our space, probably that had to be like our first introduction to.
I think there's like no beginning and end in creativity for me. Like,
it was infinite.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, well, I was kind of talking the other day how we don't remember like learning to eat. We just we're eating. I don't really remember like learning to be creative. I was just creative.
That makes sense.
I always felt most at home within myself when I was doing something creative.
That makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because we are creative beings.
We come out of the gate creative, honestly.
Because we were created.
I mean, that's not what I was saying, but it works as well.
Anyway, it's important. We've, besides just being creative people, we have used it and recognized it as a mental health tool. So using creativity as a daily self-care practice.
Yeah.
Is something we adopted.
Yeah. And for this episode, we did a lot of research just trying to, you know, see what was said about creativity and mental health.
Yeah.
One thing we found was there's a lot of studies about the amount of people that have successful creative careers and have some sort of mental illness, which is a bit different than what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And so we had to kind of dig a little bit deeper, and we did find quite a few psychiatrists and therapists that spoke on creative tools and activities to help improve mental health. And Taylor, why don't you let us know what one of those pieces of data said.
Dr. Kathy Malciotti confirmed that being creative can, and she's a psychologist and art therapist, she confirmed that being creative can increase positive emotions, lessen depressive episodes and symptoms, reduce stress, decrease anxiety, and even improve immune system functioning.
That's actually that last one, the improved immune system functioning. It's
yeah.
That's such a physical impact. And mm-hmm. those other ones are
physiological.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that one really surprised me. Yeah. The depressing, what was it? Lightened depressing moods or what was it?
Lessened depressive symptoms.
Lessened depressive symptoms. That was something right away that I knew. Just because as a person that has, you know, in the past dealt with, you know, some mental health, work, I don't know, a person that is, sometimes I feel really weird about saying mental illness because I don't think it's all an illness. I think our brains are all kind of designed differently and there is a common, there's a norm to how we function, and sometimes the way your brain is designed doesn't always fit into that norm's puzzle. So I don't think it's a mental illness, but there's really not a better word for it. I know people say mental health overall, but I think there's like just mental design. Ooh, I like that.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, the way that my mental design works, there's some times where I have not felt like my chipper self. And so there has been creative activities that I've been taught that have helped with that. And so that one I knew right away, but I was unaware of the immune system stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like, just the immune system thing real quick, just the connection of the brain to the gut, which that's a whole topic, but the fact that creativity can impact that, I was mind blown.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. The amount of stuff that the gut like connects to that deals with both mental and physical stuff. Like I know you said it's a whole nother episode, but the gut is it's like a cheat code. Mm-hmm. If you treat it right.
Yep. Yep. Mm. It's a whole biome that affects a whole lot.
Yeah.
To continue with this data from this source, mm-hmm. an additional study from the Journal of Positive Psychology was done that supported these earlier findings. And it concluded that spending time on creative goals during a day is associated with higher activated positive effect on that day. Do you want to know what positive effect is?
Yeah, yeah. If it's different
affect,
than what I thought.
Sorry, it's like affect. Affect.
Yeah.
Is the extent to which people experience positive moods, such as joy, happiness, and optimism. Higher positive affect lowers stress and expands our perspective so that we notice more possibilities in our lives.
Yeah, so basically if you do something creative mm-hmm. in the day, you're more likely to have a better day.
Yep.
I feel like we might have said that on like one or five other episodes.
Well, we definitely talk about how we use creativity as a self-care practice for sure.
Yeah.
But to have the data to back it up, to be like something very simple as being creative or doing a creative task, mm-hmm. coloring in a book or something, can really, truly, science evidence-based make your day better.
And on top of that, with it being simple, my favorite part of it is how accessible it is. Creativity is something that literally any one of us can do because we're all born with it. And so it's, I think sometimes we look for these grandiose things that are going to help change how we feel in the moment. And there's this built-in thing that helps us almost like quickly trigger a dopamine hit that allows us to feel better. And it's something that is within you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's like a safeguard that's built into our DNA.
Mm-hmm. Literally something is within you that can directly affect how you function
mm-hmm.
and feel. Mm-hmm. And it's all within you.
Yep.
It's a really cool, actually, we talked about earlier how it's a pretty magical.
It is. And it is like real world magic.
Mm-hmm.
Think of yourself as a sorcerer.
Yeah, magician.
You got the Sorcerer's Stone right in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Harry Potter reference. Exciting. For those that don't get it. Yeah. Okay. I hated on Harry Potter for so long. Random rant. Hated on Harry Potter for so long. And then one day watched it when I was like, as an adult. Came out when I was a kid, watched it as an adult. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing.
You held off that long.
I was like 18 or 19, 20s. I was like 20s. Huh. So I was only, granted, you know, I turned 20 in like 2000, like what, 6 or 7? 7, 2008. Sometime around there, I turned 20. So it's not like it was
2006.
2006. Okay, so it wasn't like it was out for 20 years. It was out for like 5 years.
Okay.
But I just waited so long. But fire. So if you haven't seen it, binge it. It's on like HBO Max or it's anywhere because it's 20 years old. Watch them fire. Anyway, back to this though. I think it's really cool that's magical sort of thing that exists within us that mm-hmm. we can just call upon whenever we need to. So yeah, Harry Potter, cool stuff. Anyway, during our research, there is a part that you came upon that spoke about grief. And I think the way it touched mm-hmm. you really stood out to me. Can you speak on that?
Yes, I can. So I came across this. The use of art can help a person who has experienced trauma overcome challenges and help them cope with negative emotions. Stucky Noble. The use of creativity provides the opportunity for people to express their thoughts, feelings, and emotions without the use of words. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, it took me back a bit because I definitely used creativity to move through a very tragic death of my best friend. And when I think back to the whole process, there was so much creativity around it that helped get me through, like even going to her wake, I put on makeup, like we would put on makeup together because that was like creativity that we shared. And I knew I just knew she'd want me to do that.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to express this and like creating a video of like just this experience that was very traumatic, but I wanted to like kind of get it out and like release it.
Right. Right.
And then like dancing through this song that just really connected to the moment. So like it was through creativity that I was able to like express the grief and like move through it and also like honor her and just try to go about my day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was a really strong, it was very truthful for me.
Nice.
Like using creativity to overcome grief and then, you know, the trauma part. Like sometimes we don't know how to speak about things. So like that part where it says expressing your thoughts and emotions without the use of words, mm-hmm. like that is powerful enough.
Yeah.
To help.
Yeah. That is powerful. And that's really cool that you were able to use creativity to kind of help yourself through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a piece of content that you created during that time that like you still to this day, like look at and say that really captured what I was feeling or what I was going through in that moment?
Yeah. We can link it too, but it was basically kind of like a reenactment of my emotions of like seeing her in the casket. Hmm. And surprisingly, I got like a good amount of engagement, which was not like a goal. It was like, I just need to share this because I think maybe it would help other people.
Yeah.
Too. And yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. There's the other piece of that, you know, shows what authentic content can do. It's really when you tell a story that's very true to you, and your audience feels that, they accept it. And that's really what makes things sort of blossom or go viral a lot of times is this authenticity. So that's a good example of that in the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to think of like, is there a moment like that for me? And I don't think there's one necessarily with grief. But I think there are other things that I've moved through. Like I mentioned earlier, depression. But I think about, I talked about boredom. But I think about how creativity has always been an emotional outlet for me, and music. Mm-hmm. The reason why I got into music, from a creator standpoint, was because as a listener of music, I recognized how it made me feel. I recognized how I could, as a kid, I liked all kinds of music. Rock was something that I think really sort of touched me. Hip hop was my shit, without a doubt. But like rock had this. It's so funny when you go back and you listen to so many rock lyrics, they're very simpy. There's a lot of songs that you don't realize are like about a woman, and you're like, this man screaming his heart out. And then you like find out what he's really about, and it's because his ex left him. And I'm just like, oh, well, that seems real dramatic, but it's a way that it's a feeling, and he lets it out. And I just loved how I think intense some of the lyrics could be. For the emotion that they were letting out. And at the time when you're a teen and you're kind of angsty and you're kind of like going through stuff, like you really want to find ways to express that. And you can't just go out and scream at people, and you can't just like, you can't be in the middle of the street screaming at the top of your lungs. And there's different ways you go about that. And for me, there was a connection to rock music, to poetry, to hip hop beats, these elements that really touched me and resonated in different ways. Mm-hmm. And they were able to make me feel different things, which I think was really, amazing. And so that is what sparked me becoming a musician, was I thought about how these sounds got me through things. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to, one, do it for myself. There's really, creating music wasn't really about, I want to create music for other people. It was, I feel a certain way and I need to get this out.
Yeah, it's an expression.
It is, yeah. And then that translated to showing it to people and people being like, oh, this song was good. I like this. This made me feel this, or this made me think about this. And so then I was like, oh, well, if people are getting something from the music, mm-hmm. let me continue doing that and putting it out to people. So that all stemmed from just personal expression.
Yeah, that's why music therapy is a thing, for sure. Yeah. Getting hit by those frequencies. Mm-hmm. Actually, the very notion of that, the frequency of music and feeling good and just sonic healing, got me into sound healing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also a creative, like, self-care practice as well.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of people will have, they'll talk about like, oh, it's my outlet. And oftentimes these outlets to express ourselves are creative. And, maybe experiment, explore, what is that for you?
One of the things specifically we read talked about how, I forget her name, which I'll have to link, but she is this big therapist that works with a lot of CEOs. She works with a lot of high level clients that are celebrities and whatnot. But the thing that she excels in is art therapy. And she talks about how you have these left brain individuals that come to therapy to do these right brained activities, because it helps them move through the stress that they have through in their day to day, and it allows them to be able to go back to work in their day job and actually be able to feel like they can contribute at the highest level and accomplish the things they need to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool that you have these people that are so, practical in what they're doing, mm-hmm. be like, okay, well, for me to feel what I need to feel, I need to hit up my art therapist, go and do some sessions, really get in touch with how I feel creatively, come back to this practical situation, and then I can accomplish what I need to accomplish. I think that's dope.
Yeah. And really using creativity to explore, discover how they feel emotionally, so it doesn't, block them or get get stored in their body, they're able to like move through it through art and creativity. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So as Taylor said, let us know some ways that you can use creativity to help improve your mental health. We'd love to hear about those things and maybe those are things we can incorporate.
Yeah.
Also, let us know, like, hit us up on social media. Let us know what you want to even hear about. What should we talk about? What should we continue building upon in the world of creativity and life?
Yep.
And we just love to continue to build and grow with you all.
Yes. That's what we're doing here. We're building a community, a creative community, and we're excited to watch it grow.
Yeah,
so, we want you to be a part of it.
So like,
subscribe,
share,
follow.
Mm, and what's that last one?
Review.
That's the one of the hour. Review, review, review.
Please.
And with that, have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, we do. We do look forward to it.
I don't know what that was.